Their sixth argument. I and my father are one. The sixth argument. I and my father both are one. John chapter 10 verse 30. Thus having united with the Father, the being of Christ became one with God, and therefore in his being he was God. Rebuttal. Absolute unity is also incorrect in the view of the Christians, because the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit are all three separate as well. Moreover, the unity that is recorded in John chapter 10 verse 30 is nothing unique to Christ, because in John chapter 17 verse 21, Christ submits before God with respect to the disciples and those who come to believe in him through their preaching. That they all may be one, as thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee, that they also may be one in us. Further, it is written in John chapter 17 verse 11, Holy Father, keep through thine own name those whom thou hast given me, that they may be one as we are. And in the first letter of John chapter 1 verses 5 to 7 it is written, God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not follow the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, then we have fellowship one with another. In the Gospel of John chapter 10 verses 34 to 37, Jesus answered them, Is it not written in your law, I said ye are gods? If he called them gods unto whom the word of God came, and the scripture cannot be broken, say ye of him whom the Father hath sanctified and sent into the world, Thou blasphemest, because I said I am the Son of God. If I do not the works of my Father, believe me not. In John chapter 12 verse 44 we have, Jesus cried and said, He that believeth on me believeth not on me, but on him that sent me. Ponder upon all these verses, such unity and oneness, on account of which the Christians call Christ God, also exists in other believers apart from Christ, albeit this unity is present to a much higher degree in Christ as compared to other ordinary Christians and the disciples. The essential point is that this unity and uniqueness exists only as the result of obedience and not due to the fact that there is literal bodily unity. This is clear from the words of the Apostle Paul himself. In 1 Corinthians chapter 6 verses 15 to 17 we have, Know ye not that your bodies are the members of Christ? Shall I then take the members of Christ and make them the members of an harlot? God forbid. What? Know ye not that he which is joined to an harlot is one body? For two, saith he, shall be one flesh, but he that is joined unto the Lord is one spirit.